Welcome back to another episode of Masked Monologues. Today, I'm thrilled to have Elle Butler on this podcast episode with me. She helps entrepreneurs. Can you tell us about what you do and why you started?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. It's just so lovely to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me on.
My pleasure.
I do love to help entrepreneurs. I have a long history. And I closed my digital marketing business a few years ago, was ready to get back into it, writing children's book series at the moment. So I'm in that creative headspace. And I realized that I wasn't making any money until they're actually written, published and sold. So I needed an income. I discovered a passive income that could support me through that and realized that I can develop that for all creatives. So that's how I help creative business owners.
Okay. Wow, I love that. Can you tell us more about your passive method, what you do and what that is essentially? Because there's a lot of passive income methods that you can use, tactics, you can apply them to your business. And there's just so many out there when you're looking on social media, on YouTube, it's always a new way to make $1 million. And I'm just wondering what you do.
Absolutely. And yeah, there's lots that promise a lot and deliver nothing. And look, I can tell you, if you do nothing with this, that's what you'll get. It's to work hand in hand. But essentially, it's using a reseller platform where you create a digital product or you purchase a digital product in this case, and then you resell that over and over again. So once it's created, it's easy to resell. And this particular program just takes a couple of hours a day, and it specifies exactly what you have to do each day. It says spend 30 minutes doing this, 20 minutes doing that, 20 minutes doing this, 2 hours a day, get off and go and spend your time creating. And that was what appealed to me, was that it just took me just a little bit of time. And then the rest of the, because it's about 95% automated, the rest of the program just takes over.
Yes. And you say that you're creating digital products, and there's been a lot of new digital products coming out, especially now that we have all these distribution platforms accessible to us. You've got Amazon, you've got Etsy, you've got these major companies who allow you to sell your digital products. And I'm just wondering what type of digital products your system creates.
The first system that you actually purchase is the entire funnel and reselling process. But because I've got that digital marketing background, I've then taken that and adapted it so that musicians, artists, authors can use that same system to sell their own products. So their own music, their own books. It's the exact same process that I'll be using to sell, which should be ready in the next couple of days, ready for launch, my digital book series. So using that system to resell my digital products, and you can use it for your own music, your own digital books, or even if you want to get into affiliate marketing and those sorts of things, you can take it down that road. So I actually adapt the initial purchase product for artists, musicians, and authors.
So I'm wondering, is it more of a marketing strategy for people who already have these digital products?
It is essentially a marketing program, but I find that people that are in the creative space tend to be less tech oriented. So this is a system that they can just plug and play and just follow the steps. So it's more, I've been in sales for 40 years and I've never sold anything, but I've made a lot of money because people buy from me. And there's a big difference. So this whole platform is designed around just connecting properly with people, what to say, how to connect, how to put yourself out there, exactly what to say, what to do, so that they come to you saying, hey, I want to buy from you, rather than you having to say, buy my stuff.
Yes. And I've read a lot of books, I've done selling before, and there's this whole concept about sell without selling. And I'm wondering what you suggest for people who might be investing into your program, into your course. I'm not sure if it's a course that you offer or what exactly it is, but what are some tips and tricks that people can take away from this?
Yeah, sure. Look, it's not so much a course as just a system or process. So you can just literally follow the bouncy ball so that you don't have to, you know, you don't have to learn everything. It's just there for you. Yeah. So I've got a few sort of practical tips that people can do, even they don't need to invest anything. Yes. Here you go. So some really great ideas. Just brainstorm ways that your business can become more visible. You might do vehicle wraps or signage or market stalls, pop-up shops, go to the cinema. Some are free, some aren't, but just brain dump everywhere that your artwork, your music, your books could be more visible. And then decide which of those you want to do. Make sure that you thoroughly know who is going to be who wants your music or who wants your artwork or who wants your books. Reach out to them directly. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're an artist, you may have artworks, reach out to a business place or corporate that might suit yours and do some kind of agreement to that they display for you. If you need them to talk to you to make an appointment, be sure to ask them which product are they wanting to buy and when would they like to make an appointment. So asking for the purchase, I find people really struggle with inverted commas selling. But we need to help them understand that they want to buy. They're not talking to you because you're good looking or they've got nothing better to do. If they're reaching out to you in a marketplace situation, they want to buy. So let's make it easy. So let's drink straight off the top.
Yes, thank you so much. So you say that people are hesitant to reach out to their customers, reach out directly to their audience. Why do you feel as though that is an issue? Why are they hesitant or reluctant to put themselves out there and say, here is what I'm offering and would you like it, or even ask for advice?
They seem to be very scared of someone saying no to them. Here we go. No, it didn't hurt. No, you can just move on past it. It doesn't matter if they say no. So I think it's just a fear of making that first step. I think people also are unsure of what to say. I just write down a few notes and I do practice. If I've got to reach out to a potential customer or a potential client, I actually do practice before I ever make that phone call or make that appointment of what I'm going to say. And it's usually in the shower. I don't sing in the shower, but I do lots and lots of talking.
No, the shower seems to be a wonderful place to get inspiration.
Definitely.
Okay, so you said that you have a marketing background. Can you tell us what you did in marketing and how it translated into you starting the system and creating this digital product, digital marketing agency?
Yeah, sure. I actually had a fully fledged digital marketing agency. We did social media management, website design, copywriting, graphic design, pretty much anything in the digital space, we handled it. My mum had a traffic accident about 3 years ago, and I basically dropped everything and went to look after her, thinking, oh, I can handle my business. But it was in such a high growth stage, I really, funnily enough, couldn't do it all. So I ended up having to close that, but I had no backup income. So of course, 3 years down the track, I've used up all my resources, financial, and I needed to find something that could generate an income while I do my passion project of writing my children's books. And that's what I found this and then developed it to be better for the people that I care about, the creatives, the artists, musicians, and authors.
First of all, I'm sorry to hear about what happened with your mother. I'm sorry about your business.
Thank you. She's doing really well and I'm better for having closed the business.
I just want to know if what you did with your marketing agency and what you did with marketing in general has been applied to your new system, and what did you learn from that entire experience with your marketing agency? Because obviously you did website design, you did social media, and a lot of musicians, artists, digital artists, any form of creative out there, that's what they focus on because that's what they believe will bring in the sales. And they could use some tips and tricks on how to build a following on social media platforms or even boost up their website, because some people just have outdated websites and it's like, oh, That must have been from 19. It needs a refresher.
Absolutely. And look, you've hit the nail on the head brilliantly. So my journey into digital marketing way back when, I'm probably a lot older than most of your listeners. I was in teaching, so I had this writing background, this literacy foundation. I was in multi-level marketing and it taught me a lot because I had access to all these wonderful coaches across the world. I was in real estate and I tell you what, if you want to know about sales, it is pure head-on sales. So back in real estate, I was selling houses. This is back in the days before Facebook had pages. So I'm going back a while, but I could sell houses through social media. But I never, ever put up an ad going by this house. I literally made sure it was about the relationship. It was about the connections. And I would reach out to my audience and say, does anyone know someone who would need or would like a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, brick and tile house on an 800 square meter block in whatever suburb? Especially if it was a bit more unique and not wanted so much by the vast majority. A fairly finite audience. And I find that translates into the creatives because some music works for a large, wide audience and others is very niche and has to be tailored. So I think in creating any social media, it's important to remember it's social. People don't go to social media to buy stuff. They go to social media to be social. So try and take the sales out of it. Make sure that you are genuinely connecting with people. They will develop and grow. One thing I'm doing at the moment, 3 years ago, I had avoided and I didn't do a lot on Twitter or X as it is now. I wanted to prove that this system works even without any following. And I've discovered TikTok, and you guys out there know this, because I've literally had a break for 3 years, but TikTok has, I think, the fastest algorithm to connect you with the right people in the right audience. The biggest trick there is don't be afraid to delete people who are not your perfect audience. And that goes for all channels. Keep your private one in your personal group. Connect with whoever you want there. But for your music or your artwork or your books, only accept followers from people who are your ideal audience. So if you're writing songs for mums, you don't want the kids in there. You don't want the dads in there. Yeah. Just make it finite. And that way your social algorithms will go and share that with more people who are like your audience. And that's my biggest tip. I'm not into trying to work the algorithms. I know from experience, if you do that, you come unstuck down the track because they change their algorithm. That way it will change what you were trying to beat it to do. Whereas if you are genuine and authentic and you connect with the people who are right for you, the algorithms and the computers and the digital processes are always trying to be more human. So the more human you are, the more they like what you do. Has that answered your question? Have I lost you? You're on mute. There we go.
Okay. The phone's not working. Okay. I'll cut that out of the episode. Don't even worry about it. So okay. I've been noticing that a lot of people these days have been trying to go viral as quickly as possible. And when I analyze it or when I go in and I look at it, I've noticed that a lot of the times growing viral or going viral instantly does not help you to build a loyal following. And there's this principle or this concept that even if you attract a huge, large audience, that they might not be the people you want to go to your website. They won't purchase your products and you'll have exceedingly low conversion rates because you're not connecting to the right people. And I'm wondering, 100%. How would you go about obtaining those demographics, those specifics for the type of audience that you want to come to your website? How do you know that your business, your products are for this person? And then how do you go about executing that on your social media platforms?
Cool. For the creatives, we generally design with an end in mind. So for me specifically, I write a children's book series that's designed for families to read together. So it's a bedtime reading series. It's based around Australian animals and it has a life lesson. Each one has a little life lesson. They're only short. So my target market is families. It's okay if the kids are there. It's okay if the grandparents are there. But if it's a single person who has no nieces or nephews or whatever, they're not my audience. And just at the minute, my target is more Australian-based. It will go international probably next year. So I'm not excluding international. I'm just focusing on Australians. So I make sure that the bulk of my audience are Australian families or family people, parents, so that the algorithm goes and shows my content to more of those people.
Yes. And now I'd like to pivot away from this social media and what we've been talking about for the past 20 minutes. And I want to explore your writing, your children's book. Why have you decided to pursue that passion project, especially having this background in marketing, having this background in sales and more entrepreneurial, and now you're writing children's books? That seems a bit distant, but it could be correlated if you look at it from a different perspective. I'm wondering why you chose to do that.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I've got a teaching background. So that foundation of literacy and reading is really strong in me. And I had a love as a child growing up of reading together in the evenings with my family. So it developed a love of reading as a teacher. Even my readers who struggled more, they all loved reading because I encouraged the love of reading. So after I'd taken a break, I just wanted to fulfill a passion project. I also realized that it was through reading that I learned about Australian animals that the rest of the world has never heard of. If I say numbat or cooker, very few people have any idea what it is, and that's even Australian. So I learned that through reading myself. So what I wanted to do with my digital background, I understood the tech behind the new AI tools that are available. So I wanted to embrace those to be able to generate my children's book series. I wanted to have a lesson in there so that people could, or young children could relate to it, and families could work together and read together and develop those themes as well. Why don't I just jump back into digital marketing? It has definitely changed, and there are so many people, anyone could put their hand up and say, oh, I'm now a social media manager. And yeah, I can put a post up for you. They don't necessarily have the sales background. Plus, before I ever started as a social media manager, I had actually trained with some of the leading experts in their field at that time, right throughout the world, whereas that doesn't seem to happen anymore. It's just become such a competitive industry. I just went, you know what, I don't need that stress. I'm at a stage in my life where I don't need that stress. I can just do stuff because I want to and because I enjoy it, not because I have to fight for every crust of bread.
Yes. No, I love how you realize that maybe it's not what you're looking for at this stage of your life and that writing children's book was for you. Can you tell me about the process of writing your children's books? Do you come up with a concept? How do you find your inspiration? How do you make sure that children enjoy reading the books? Because it's for children, the parents like to read it to the children, however it works. How did you find more about that niche?
I guess, first of all, I drilled down to my own love of reading. Secondly, I have the anecdotal background of hundreds and hundreds of students that I've taught over the years. So I have an understanding of whether they're a proficient reader or whether they're a reader who is less developed along their journey, what they need to enjoy reading. So I wanted to build those components into it. And then, of course, we have test-driven a few samples with different audiences, both families and the children, both parents and the children and grandparents. And look, they've been accepted with delight. So I'm extremely happy. I'm very excited to be launching that very soon.
That's wonderful. So now I'd like to shout out to your websites, your social media channels. Where can people find your children's book? Where can people find your systems for entrepreneurs, business owners to create passive income? Where would people be able to contact you?
Sure. And thank you very much for that opportunity. So I couldn't have launched my children's books without the money coming in, because that's what's funded it. So easyoutcome.com will get you there. That's all spelt correctly. So .com, all the information's there. And if you go there, I've actually got some special bonuses for people who do go there. I've got a template if they want a guest post, because as you said, coming back to their website is really important. So building that SEO, search engine optimization, doesn't matter how ugly your website is, we want the digital people to find it. That will help. So I've got a template for an article for artists, musicians, and authors. I've got a list of websites where they can post to, some free, some not. And I've got, if they want to use the AI tools like ChatGPT, I've got the exact prompt that I use to generate what I need. So they just need to change their business name, change what their product or when their music or whatever. So that's, I've got that all free for your audience. I just need to go to easyasdailyincome.com, pop their name in, and just send me back reply free gifts, and we'll get that to them. For my children's book series, look in a couple of weeks, just in case I don't quite make it this weekend. I've got a fairly busy weekend coming ahead, but it is written under my pseudonym Riley A Star, because darling, I'm Riley A Star, which is spelled RyleyAStar.com.au. That is an Australian website. So .com.au. RyleyAStar.com.au. And you'll be able to access the children's book series there with all the Australian animals and life lessons.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you took the time to join us here today. And if you listeners like this episode and you want more episodes like this, then please do share it with a friend or family member. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Train me the